Welcome to Becoming Iconic, a global multimedia and mentorship brand that will lift you into having the most exceptional lifestyle and business. I am your host, Jen Spiegel, and as a mom of four, a seven-figure high-performance mentor, editor of a magazine, and the host of this top podcast, I have a lot to share with you. This podcast has been created to talk about all of those things that will support you in both your life, business, as well as leadership. I believe in having a life and business that gives you ultimate fulfillment, and this gets to be your reality. That's why most conversations here will shift many of the paradigms that you've likely been participating in. Be ready to be stretched in both your thinking and in your doing. You will hear advice and wisdom from my 16 plus years of experience building businesses globally alongside of raising a family, and you'll also hear from many other industry moguls. Don't forget to follow on your favorite social media platform. It's simply Becoming Iconic. And while you're there, check out the most recent edition of the Becoming Iconic magazine. I just want you to know something. You're in the right place, and I want to thank you for being here. Likely the top topic that I am asked to be interviewed on is how to bring luxury into your brand on a budget. And it's one of my favorite things that I speak about on other people's podcasts, but I haven't brought to the Becoming Iconic podcast. And assuming you've probably heard me on the dozens and dozens and dozens of other podcasts I've been on, I just wanted a placeholder here for maybe some of you who have missed those interviews, or for some of you who are just coming across me, because I think this is a really important subject. And for our Soul Spark this week is going to be something that really provokes you into actioning something and relaxing a little bit and inviting in beauty and luxury in your life today. So many people right now are seeing luxury brands, specifically in the mentoring and coaching space. There's some beautiful examples and some beautiful branding all built around luxury. And the interesting thing is there's been a misconception that you have to have a luxury brand in order to have high-paying clients, that those two things go hand in hand. And what that's led into is people overspending and overstretching themselves to have their brand perceived as luxury in order to feel like they can charge a certain amount to their clientele, or in order to attract a certain clientele. And I want to diminish that today. You do not need to have a private jet, a Louis Vuitton bag, a big, huge mansion, red bottom shoes, or any of these things outside of ourselves that are quote unquote luxury in order to attract ideal, beautiful, well-paying clients. Okay? There we go. Let's just all take a breath right here, right now. Doesn't that feel like a massive relief? And doesn't that feel like something that gives you full permission to start actually bringing luxury into your brand that is authentic and real for you? What is luxury for you? Have you even thought about that? Luxury is not simply a designer name. Luxury is a feeling. Luxury is beauty. And beauty is free, and it's all around us. It's the intention to invite more of that in that can add to the luxury of your brand and your world and the environment in which you work and live in. So often people say, but how? I understand this. This is big because how many people just look like these cookie cutter brands, all doing the same thing, all having the same vibe, because they think that's the only way to have a luxury brand and high paying clients. Okay, you're telling me that I don't have to do that. Whew. Wipe the brow. What a relief. It didn't even feel authentic and integral. So how can I build luxury and beauty in my brand on a budget? As someone who is just starting out in entrepreneurship, or as someone who has no interest in designer labels, how can I create something beautiful without those things? I want to give those things to you today in the Soul Spark. It's so fun, and it's something that I do all the time. I realized a few years back that I was constantly waiting for a certain dollar amount in order to invite luxury in. I felt like it was attached to income. And that income goal was 100K month. I thought once I hit 100K month, not once, but consistently, then I can build luxury into my brand. Then I can enjoy these beautiful things in life because I feel like I've earned it. Well, abundance is your birthright, and beauty and pleasure is not earned. It is your birthright. And so as soon as I learn that and I release this grip on having to achieve something in order to invite something in, my whole world flipped upside down, and luxury and prosperity and wealth and everything came flooding in faster than I could even express to you in this podcast. It was an incredible experience, but I was trying to control everything, and luxury is not controlled. Luxury is attention to detail. So let me give you some things that you can do this week to start to cultivate that for yourself. Number one is clean up your space. Clutter is the polar opposite to luxury, beauty, and pleasure. Clutter in your spaces adds clutter to your energy, clutter to your mind, and there is nothing more clearing than a beautiful, minimal space. Take things away. Be mindful of the things that are around you. What does your office desk look like? What does your workspace look like? What does your kitchen look like? What does your bedroom look like? What does your junk drawer look like? These things matter. If you've ever done any study in feng shui, I have a podcast in 2021 or 2022 that I did on feng shui. You can search, it's there, that talks about these things, but everything works together. So declutter your space. Spend some time, even if it takes a week, to purge and make sure everything is so meticulous, and that minimalist approach to your surroundings, your decor, your spaces takes the forefront. There's something really beautiful about minimal decorating. There's something very clean and tidy, and it has a response in the way you show up in your life and your business, especially your mindset. It just clears space. For me, it's a tidy, clean floor. Has anybody had that experience? If my floors are clean and my kitchen is tidy, I feel like I can take on the world. But if my floors have, you know, dog hair on them and my kitchen sink is full, I feel like my world is crumbling. And so these are things you can do to support yourself. And you may think, a clean floor, luxury, really, Jen? Well, if you don't look after the things you have currently and you don't care and pay attention to the things you have currently and celebrate and show gratitude for the things you have currently, what gives you any business in desiring something more? It is contradictory to the way it works. So love on what you have. Paint your walls. There's nothing like a nice, crisp, white wall. Have something that supports the way in which you want your life to look. What can you invite in today? The other piece is fresh flowers and branches. So I live in a climate where we have four seasons, and I miss fresh flowers. So I often will go and buy myself fresh flowers every single week, if not every other week. And I break up that bundle and put them in little pretty vases all throughout the house so that I am reminded of beauty constantly. Fresh flowers on my desk, fresh flowers in my bathroom, fresh flowers on my kitchen counter. I put them everywhere I can possibly put them to remind me of beauty. Nature is readily available. You can go out right now and clip some flowers in your garden, or go on a hike or a walk and find beautiful wild flowers and gather and curate a beautiful bouquet that you can put on your office desk. So as you sit down, you can smell the beautiful scent of nature, but you also are reminded of beauty. It changes you. It brings you into this essence and persona of beauty and luxury, and it was free, or maybe a minimal cost of buying yourself a bouquet at a store. I also love lighting candles. And when I light a candle, I'll often say a prayer and set an intention. So if I have something that day in my office, like client calls, I'll set an intention as I light that candle that I'm all I can be for the beautiful souls I get to serve today. Or maybe I'm doing some podcasts and I light the candle and say, let the words of my mouth pierce hearts and change lives through sharing on this podcast today. And I light that candle with intention. So not only does the flicker add to the beauty of my environment, but there's a clear intention when I look at it to remind me of what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. I love to decanter my water. So you're like, decanter your water. I use beautiful decanters, crystal decanters, to hold my water throughout the day. And I put lemon and cucumber wheels in it. And I add to it. So it's beautiful, like going to a spa. Why would I save that for just special occasions? Today, right now, is a special occasion. So I will make a beautiful pitcher or in a decanter, put water and fresh fruit and really dress it up. So when I pour my water, hear it into a wine glass, because everything tastes better in a wine glass. Again, when I pick that up to sip my water throughout the day, there's an elegance attached to that. There's just this whole energy and vibe that I drop into versus something that is chipped or old. Another thing, just to keep giving you ideas, is coffee mugs. When you drink coffee out of a beautiful coffee mug in the morning, the whole experience changes. You'll find that you're not putting your coffee in the microwave 10 times to warm it up because you didn't enjoy it. Instead, it calls you into an experience. It asks you to sit and hold that cup and give gratitude, and coffee just tastes better in a beautiful coffee mug. So go get those things for yourself. Things are always about quality and not quantity. Go and arm yourself, surround yourself with beauty, things that do not cost a lot, and watch your world change. Watch the response of the world change around you because of how intentional you are. Every day deserves celebration. Every day deserves beauty. It does not need to be a designer bag in a brand photo, but instead, how are you showing up today? I'll be honest with you, in this very moment, I'm wearing a silk robe, and many of you know my silk robe story, but I'm wearing a silk robe because why? I felt like I wanted to be deep in my feminine today as I was recording podcasts. I felt like I wanted to really tap into my intuition. I felt like I wanted to relax versus force anything. And so this silk robe was something I put on this day for my podcast and many podcast recordings to just remind me of how I wanted to be, the essence that I wanted to bring forward. And these are clues and cues for you that add beauty and luxury without having to spend tens of thousands of dollars, without having to wait for a certain amount of income in your business in order to receive. It's intention, it's purposeful, and you can have this today. What can you do this week to create an environment, a space, every single day that you walk into that elevates you? What can you do right now that will bring a different experience, like pouring water into a wine glass or lighting a candle with an intention or going and getting some fresh flowers and sprinkling them throughout your house that remind you of who you're becoming, that reminds you that today is something to celebrate, and that reminds you that luxury is not for just the 1%. Luxury was your birthright. Luxury was intended for you, and it is everywhere, and it is available. Look up, show gratitude, receive it, and soak in it today.
Thank you so much for being here. Your time and presence means the world to me. If you would be so kind to leave a 5-star review so more people can learn about becoming iconic, that would be such an act of generosity. And please go download and read the newest version of the Becoming Iconic magazine, available at becomingiconic.co. Now let's go make it a great day.